is the time of the week where we talk to Coyotes legend, Chief Hockey Development Officer Shane Doan here on the Arizona Sports Line. Doaner, how are you today?
I am doing good. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Other than my voice getting really high when I said donor, I'm doing great, Shane. By the way, congratulations as you join us now for the first time on this show as the father of a professional hockey player, with Josh making the decision to forego his college eligibility. He's already played two games with Tucson. How are you feeling?
Oh, it's obviously pretty unique. I don't think I said a word for the first hour and a half of this first game, and my wife was like, okay, you have to talk because you talk nonstop during games, so get talking because it's making me nervous. But it's good. He did great. He obviously knows that he's got a long way to go, but he's excited and can't wait to get there.
You know, Shane, like all of us who have kids, it flies by. There must be a part of you that's like, wasn't this kid just like 4 years old? And now I'm watching him not only at ASU, now playing professional hockey. I mean, can you kind of put that into words, what it's like as a father to see that?
Yeah, that is one of those. Yeah, exactly. I can remember him, you know, watching our games and sitting up in the stands, and he would sit in the front row with my wife kind of up top and literally not speak to one person and just watch the game so carefully and was so
like father like
enthralled
son.
By yeah exactly and so enthralled in it, and that now obviously it's the roles are reversed, and it's just one of those crazy things, and it's a lot of fun, and I'm blown away by him. He's such a good young man, and I'm so grateful that he's getting an opportunity.
He admitted he changed his mind about 8 times whether or not he wanted to leave ASU and do this, Shane. As a father, obviously he comes to you for advice. He sought advice out from a lot of different people, actually. But how do you handle that? I mean, because you don't want to tell him what to do. Do you present the pros and cons for each decision? What were those conversations like?
Yeah, you know what? It was intense. The last night that we talked, probably for about 2.5 hours, just him and I talking about kind of my thoughts, and he wanted me to, I haven't said really anything to him in the last 4 years since he left home. He's kind of made all of his own decisions, and I probably was much more vocal in the first couple times when he had big decisions to make when he was leaving. And both those times he chose to do something that I suggested not to. And it turned out way, way better than doing what I said. So I think that gave him confidence to make this decision. But all I said really truly to him was, once you make it, don't look back. Like, whatever decision you make, just go forward, and if you can accept the decision, then it's the right one. And once you do that, then keep going. And you never know what's going to happen, so just enjoy it and don't get looking over your shoulder wondering, well, maybe I should have done this instead. Mm-hmm. That was really the only advice I gave him.
Shane Doan, our guest here on the Arizona Sports Line of Bickley and Murata Mornings. And I know it's only been 2 games that he's played with Tucson in the AHL, but has Josh given you any insight on the step up in competition? What kind of a transition that is to go from college Division I to, you know, an upper minor league in American hockey?
Yeah, you know, as I watched both of his games, my wife and I drove down to watch both of his games, and obviously the speed and strength of the guys. You play college, and some of the guys are fairly strong and fairly, you know, fast, but at the American Hockey League level, everyone is. And the difference between the NHL and the American Hockey League is really the processing, like the way that guys process the game quicker. But the physical strength and the physical speed isn't that much of a jump. It's just the mental side of the game, because everyone's men, and he's noticed that. He's noticed, you know, the speed and strength is obviously a step up. And he played back-to-back on Friday, Saturday, and now he plays again tonight and tomorrow. And that's going to be another part of it that he's going to get used to, is you're going to play 4 games in a very short amount of time. And that's just professional hockey. Yeah. It's funny, the Coyotes actually played five games from, if I count tonight's game, till next Tuesday when I talk to you. They play five games in that week. And so we laugh and joke about a short NFL week.
Yeah,
this is a short hockey week when you have to play five games.
Coyotes are at Winnipeg tonight, by the way. Donor, we talked about it earlier today. I mean, it's an eight-game point streak. They've won six out of seven games. I don't know how much carryover there is from one season to the next, and there are still 12 games left remaining in this particular season. But what is a late season surge this season impact-wise on the future of the organization? Is there anything there that we can kind of hang on to and say, okay, this is starting to turn around and this could be a factor next year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, your track record is what it is, and there's what's Bill Parcells' famous line?
You are what your record says you are. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So there's an element to that that, without a doubt, is definitely resonates. But year to year does drastically have a huge difference. And mindset of a hockey team is, it's so hard to understand, and if you're on the right side of it and everything seems to go your way, it's that positive kind of outlook, then you seem to be playing a little more jump in your step, and you're moving a little bit freer. And if you get on the wrong side of it, then all of a sudden it just feels like everything's going against you, and it's hard. You're playing with house money kind of a little bit right now. You understand that pressure's not exactly on the way that it is at other times in the year, and we're rolling, and we want to keep that going as long as we can.
Yeah.
Now, it's going to be hard. Next year's going to be hard again.
Yeah, but in the interim, Tim mentioned tonight, Winnipeg, that's followed by road games at Edmonton and Colorado, and part of this streak, six straight wins at Mullet Arena, but now you go out on the road. When you see this recent play of this team, Shane, what stands out, the difference between how they're playing at home and how they're playing on the road, in your eyes?
At home, there's an element that they expect to win, and there's an element that that they're confident in the mullet, and that's something that's unique. It's created a unique environment. And on the road, it's you're battling and against teams that are in the playoffs. You look at Winnipeg, Edmonton, and Colorado. It's going to be a tough week. These next three games in four nights, and they're going to have their hands full. The difference, I think, is our goaltending has been so good at home, so good. And Clayton Keller has been on fire, and Barrett Hayton, I think, is, I don't know what his split is, but you see his confidence at home, and that just gets his mindset. It's not the way it'll be for his whole career, but you see the examples of it. And again, it goes back to that belief. When you believe something, you usually fulfill it.
Yeah, I have 12 games left in this season, and the way the team's playing right now, obviously a positive. And I'm asking this somewhat historically, because we know there's an arena and entertainment whole facility project vote coming up in May, which is very important to the future of this franchise. And historically, once upon a time, the Arizona Cardinals had a big win on a Sunday before Election Day on Tuesday, and a lot of people believe to this day that the momentum of that win had something to do with the positive vote. Has that been talked about organizationally, finishing strong to kind of leave a good taste in the mouths of the voters of Tempe to get this project pushed across, Shane?
Oh, without a doubt, there's not. It goes back to what we've talked about already. I mean, the fact we're talking about the team in the positive light is just, it's fuel for that. It's fuel for public opinion, and it's important, and we need to make sure that we keep it going, and that's something that we're aware of. We understand that that's not going to it's not going to be the deciding vote, but it's definitely going to be something that helps it in our direction. And again, it all goes back to what Mayor Wood said, and what everyone has said over and over again, that the deal the Coyotes are offering everybody, the city of Tempe, is literally the best deal that any sports franchise has ever offered a city in building a building. And that's not coming from us. That's coming from Mayor Woods, who is not someone that just threw his support behind us immediately. He's someone that went through it and studied everything. So that's going to be the deciding the deciding vote, but it doesn't hurt for us to win as many games and make the experience as good as we can when you come to the Mullet.
Donor, what would you say is the biggest concern for the organization right now in terms of not getting the ultimate decision that you guys want? Does the organization... go ahead.
No, just that people don't truly believe that it's not going to cost them anything. I mean, that is probably the biggest part of it, is that people, because, and rightfully so, everyone questions, is there something hidden here? Is there all these other things that people are worried about? But it isn't. I mean, and that's why the city council voted 7-0. It's why, like I said, Mayor Wood said, this is the best deal that's ever been offered to a city. Yeah. But people don't really believe that because of the skepticism of just the way that, I guess, franchises and professional organizations and professional teams have taken advantage of cities. And so they're worried about that. And I don't hold that against anybody, but you understand why they think that way. It's just not the case in this time. So that would be my only concern, and I think that's the organization's concern, that we make sure that people know the truth.
Donor, great stuff as good always. Stuff, we are sorry about your Canadian baseball team in the World Baseball Classic not advancing, but hey.
Oh, I know. That was... Hey, but did you see that the Cincinnati Reds are considering trading Joey Votto to the Toronto Blue Jays if they're in contention?
That's
big news in Canadian baseball right now as I'm getting ready for fantasy baseball to start right away.
Donor, if things don't improve, hockey's going to supplant baseball as the national pastime in Canada.
Will that Votto trade be happening in 2017? Or is this, I didn't know it was still
in come on now. Joey Votto is a Canadian legend in baseball.
And a classic.
Larry Walker.
Yes. Donor, have a great week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.